From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. President Obama flew to Pittsburgh today to push his jobs bill. It includes a variety of measures to fight unemployment, everything from tax breaks for businesses to extended benefits for the unemployed. But back here in Washington, the Senate has killed the president's proposal on a procedural vote. And as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports now, the next step is for the package to come back piece by piece.
Ever since President Obama proposed this bill in a joint address to Congress last month, he has been campaigning for it nonstop. He has whipped up crowds all across America chanting, "Pass this bill."
They need to go and pass it.
Tonight, the bill failed. Jonathan Cowan of the centrist Democratic group Third Way says, "No big deal. It was always a long shot."
Whether or not the vote succeeds in the end isn't the crucial point for them politically. The mere fact that there was a vote, they've shifted the conversation towards jobs, is what they needed.
It's true that President Obama has succeeded in shifting the focus to job creation, but he failed to get this bill across the finish line. Even members of his own party jumped ship. This morning, senior White House officials said this is just the first act in a long-term play. They brushed aside the dissent among Democrats and urged instead, look at the Republicans unanimously voting against job creation measures. Of course, Republicans don't believe this bill will create jobs.
By proposing a second stimulus, Democrats are showing the American people that they have no new ideas for dealing with our jobs crisis.
On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky used the word stimulus roughly a dozen times in his 10-minute statement panning the bill known as the American Jobs Act.
Everyone who votes for this second stimulus will have to answer a simple but important question. Why on earth would you support an approach that we already know will not work?
That's Senator McConnell's question for people voting yes. Here's President Obama's question for people voting no.
If you're voting no against this bill, look at a Pittsburgh teacher in the eye and tell them just why they don't deserve to get a paycheck again, and more importantly, be able to transmit all that knowledge to their kids.
At a union training facility in Pittsburgh, the president accused Republicans of opposing consensus ideas just because the Obama White House supports them.
This is not about giving anybody a win. It's not about giving Democrats or Republicans a win. It's about giving the American people who are hurting out there a win. About giving small businesses, entrepreneurs, and construction workers a win.
The White House took a calculated risk by presenting this as one big job creation platter rather than smaller bite-sized pieces that might pass more easily. It's a mix of tax cuts and new spending aimed at small businesses, veterans, the long-term unemployed, teachers, construction crews, and more. Lumping them all together helps Mr. Obama rail against a do-nothing Congress. But economist Linda Barrington fears that the strategy could hurt the economy. She runs Cornell's Institute for Compensation Studies.
I think we are at a point where confidence, if not reality, is teetering on the brink of, are we going to have a second wave of recession? Will this be a double dip?
Barrington says it's important to build consumer confidence right now, and tonight's vote could have the opposite effect.
I think for the Jobs Act not to pass, it will only make people more anxious and more concerned about their own future, and therefore may have a negative impact on confidence and spending.
Whether this vote has an effect on the economy or not depends on what Congress does next. Democrats hope to break the proposals apart and consider them piece by piece. Those votes are expected next week at the earliest, and it's not clear whether Congress will ultimately give President Obama most, some, or just a few of the items he's asking for. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.